with you this morning, and before we get our worship service started this morning, I have several announcements that I would like to make. First, today is Disability Awareness Sunday, so we have a special service lined up here this morning, but we hope that you'll come back at 12:15 because you're going to have a very special dedication of our accessible playground that you're going to hear more about later in the service, and then come back tonight at 6 o'clock for the very famous Talent No Talent Show live high octane. One thing that you wouldn't want to mention part of this is Reverend Evans' performance. So I'm not going to leave that hanging for y'all to wonder what it is you're about to do. The Wesley movie that you've heard about throughout this John Wesley series, you're going to have two special showings of that movie. The first tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. in room 232, and then next Sunday evening at 6 p.m. in room 232. We invite you to come and watch that movie in its entirety. It's really very, very good. The Marriage Course, as you guys have been hearing about that, this Tuesday night we have a very special Valentine's Day night, and there are only two spots left to sign up to participate with this Tuesday's date night, so make sure that you go and sign up for that. Roman Dowd's in the back at our table. You also can sign up for the course. We have a very exciting course to get with Victory 17, and we have 30 plus people signed up to participate in the Marriage Course so far, so it's not too late to sign up. And you know, one of the ways that you can sign up for things here at Trinity, we have an app now, an app of our very own, and it is available through any of whatever smartphone you have, whether it's Android or an Apple product. You can sign up or you can search Trinity UFC in the App Store. The app will come up and it's a free download. I was at lunch with one of our members this week who was asking about it, and they went to their App Store, Trinity UFC, and there it was. So I tell you that it works. So sign up for the app. You can watch sermon archives on there. Give through the app. You can check on your church calendar. You can sign up to the Marriage Course. Lots of great things in the app. One way that the app will be helpful for you this week is we are taking our website down tomorrow for 2 to 3 days. We hope no longer than that because we're going to give our Trinity website a facelift in our director of communication, Shelly Banks. We'll be working as quickly as we can to bring it back up. Last announcement, Lenten devotion. You know, we have a tradition here at Trinity during Advent and Lent that our devotions, the daily scripture emails, come out through Pastor Dan's email. You guys write. So there are a number of you here who are very gifted writers. We need your help with devotions to Lent. Please prepare that devotion to the Lent and to provide February 15th because Lent starts on that Wednesday, February 15th. Those are all the announcements that I have. Point, this is what we do for our accessible playground. Like I said, there's more said about that later in the service. So let's just go straight to our tradition that we have here, starting our lesson today. Welcome home. Why are we here? Let us worship God today. Thank you. awesome it is that we can gather here today and loudly sing praises to your name and know that we are standing in your presence. Lord, I can't stand. I use a wheelchair and there is no place for my chair. It is really great, Lord, that we are able to hear you speak the proclamation of the word. I'm sorry, God. Lord, it's so fantastic to be able to read your word along with the pastor and to recite the creed and listen. This morning, my vision is dim. I cannot read the bulletin before you. Lord, we really feel blessed that we understand everything that's happening around us in the church and in this hour. God, why did I learn this so much slower than I did? It must feel each and every week that I do not really belong. Open us, O God. Make us accessible to your spirit.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you knowing full well that there are people who are unable to see the world. We visit with our mental, or we present to see calm, and we can see this. We can make the individual person as they need to hear. And for those who are unable to gather certain things in their lives, pray for those folks especially. And Lord, help us to remember that we are one people. Now, we are ready to fight for those things.
Thank you.
morning. My name is Joe, and this morning, some of the senior children, like Paradigm Lost. In everyone's lives, there will always be times for standing for stage. When our thoughts are dark, and our visions come down. Times when what seems rational changes. Times when it seems like there is only one option. Each person on this earth is different in many wonderful, unique ways. But being unique can sometimes
So I speak as a pastor, and I want to share some things that 500 million people worldwide have a disabling condition, close to 10% of the world population. These numbers are increasing as the population gets older, as the world grows older. There are literally hundreds of different types of disabilities with varying degrees of involvement. This is one of the reasons why I often have to encounter, many freak out with the friendship facility group where I'm like, I don't know where to start. Like, I don't know what to address. So many things, it feels overwhelming sometimes. And they get to hoping to understand that I can speak out like that about things. But they calmed it down. They said it's easy. But there are literally hundreds of different types of disabilities. About 15% of people with disabilities are born with their disability. The rest become disabled at some time during their life, usually as a result of illness or accident. Some disabilities are permanent, others are temporary. There are people with developmental disabilities, such as mental retardation, physical disabilities, such as paraplegia, and mental disabilities, and sensory disabilities, such as blindness or deafness. Many people have multiple disabilities. Some disabilities, like epilepsy, are hidden. Some disabilities are static, such as the loss of a hand or leg. Some are episodic, such as seizure disorder. Some are progressive, such as muscular dystrophy. Some are progressive and unpredictable, such as multiple sclerosis. Obesity and stuttering are included by some as disabilities, and the American Disabilities Act protects people with AIDS and HIV as well. Many people with disabilities attempt to have and choose not to self-identify as disabled. In other words, they hide their disabilities to avoid the stigma of being racist or the scariest bigot at times. This creates considerable tension from the worry of being discovered and limits their ability to defend themselves. Now, unlike gender, race, national origin, sexual orientation, one can join the ranks of the disabled, so to speak, at a moment's notice. Disability knows no socioeconomic boundaries. A person with disabled from birth or from childhood generally has a very different experience and social context than a person who becomes disabled. Something that I was simply, not that I didn't know, is that kind of information that I didn't really process or didn't want to think about, but something that's been made aware to me in these past years is also that the disability community is the only minority group that receives social services. There are many, literally, again, hundreds of different types of programs, organizations, and agencies on the local, state, and federal level that assist people with disabilities. Are funded by state and federal money as well as by local communities. Vast amounts of money are spent on disability programs operated by both public and private sectors. And this is, in a sense, where one finds the best and the worst of disability. I've heard some horrible stories of agencies and programs that, they're haunting. There are persons with disabilities who tell terrible stories of bungling bureaucracy or humiliation and loss of personal control and decision making. Now, on the other hand, I've also seen agencies and programs that stand for everything good and facilitate greatly improved lives of people with disabilities and their families. There's also many related careers in the disability field. And I've gotten to meet a lot of folks who are in those fields, like occupational therapists, physical therapists. There's many social workers, many, many different fields. People who are in the field oftentimes, not always, are there because they have a family experience related to that. Another distinctive feature of the disability movement is that there are many people who are quite vulnerable, who are unable to speak for themselves, and who need complete physical assistance. This particular fact, I've learned more about it in places where it's from Roger, who mentioned this earlier. scriptures of the Jubilees as far as any time attendance care, fertility, bathing, dressing, eating, and other daily functions. Now, these people are central to the integrity of Jesus' ministry. And I mention it because it's critical that their existence and their needs are not hidden, disguised, or ignored. There are, upon careful thought, one realizes that disability is complex, multifaceted. Many contemporary moral, ethical, and religious issues, such as poverty and economic justice, public policy, employment, health care, and allocation of medical resources, education, biomedicine ethics, and feminism intersect with disability. There are also many Christological, meaning reflections on the person of Christ, ecclesiological, meaning regarding the church, numerological and spiritual implications. Reflection on the discrete reality we call disability raises profound age-old questions relating to suffering, the plight of those marginalized by society, and the dramatic themes of oppression, liberation, justice, and transformation. Now, I promised that I wasn't going to continue this, but I feel like this is too important. I'm not going to define what a disability is or who is disabled, because that's like above my pay grade level of education, expertise, all of these above. It is a very complex topic. But again, speaking as a pastor, I do want to reflect on some of the things that I've said to you about it, especially as a pastor who has felt a call and a passion for persons who would consider themselves marginalized or oppressed. This is a very important topic. We celebrate Disability Awareness Sunday because we are an inclusive body, which we are not all represented. Our surgeon Moltmann writes that congregations without disabled persons see and accept it as a disabled church. I remember last year on our first, that was my first Disability Awareness Sunday, a position that you all have. I remember leaving here feeling so proud to be part of a church that does this. I've never been part of a disability organization, and I saw how special and profound and important it was. We are dedicating an accessible playground today ultimately because our church people in these things. But beyond these things come our reflections. On this piece of Psalm 139, I praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your I'll tell you briefly of where my brain has been the past couple of weeks related to this and other things. I was in Cuba for a week recently. My Cuba travel piece was here. I was in Cuba. It was a wonderful time. It was also a very interesting time. I felt completely disconnected. There was no internet. I was in a room by myself. So I had plenty of time. To be alone with myself and to reflect on something. And as I told the speakers about just this past week, I found myself reflecting on something that I thought I had done reflecting, been there, done that in the past. This idea of what Henry Nouwen, who I love and admire, would call self-forgetfulness. Things that I, in the past, as I've reflected on, have tied to the idea of is that one of our biggest, most difficult things that we have as persons is that tendency of self-protection. So I've struggled with that, with realizing that my identity is something that doesn't change, right? Identity as being something that is unchanging, that is not at our very core, and that is disability. That is something that I have been reminded of in my reflections lately. And the reason I bring this is because all of our identities are beloved. We are all beloved by God. You see, our worth is unchangeable. God does not care if we are attractive, independent, and productive. Our worth is not dependent on our successes or failures, our goodness or our busyness for knowledge, our BMI, or our IQ. Thus, disability is not defined. I love how Dr. Benny puts it in that book I mentioned. She says, full personhood is neither diminished by disability nor confirmed by ability. Instead, it is a factor of the interdependent relationships we share with one another as creatures loved into being by God and in the image of God. There is a wider horizon in which all persons in their uniqueness and vulnerability coexist within the enslaving presence of a gracious God. Now, a lot of you may have maybe think it's
I mentioned that I was reflecting on John Wesley.
I'm hoping to remind each and every one of us that we are called to do this. using the black instead.
God, I'm just going to go do something. As you prepare to leave this presence with her, please let your blessings continue to fall. Bless upon us, and let the message that we have been given on this particular Sunday come in and through us, renewing our spirit and reminding us, specifically or not, we have all been created in this. Amen.